Welcome to episode 388 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps us to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. If you'd like to see what we're talking about, be sure to check us out on our YouTube channel by searching for Fly Away Podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth, Donna, and George. And we're bringing back two truths and a lie.
George's favorite.
And we're traveling south to the Caribbean. How well do you know these islands? Let us know how your score compares. So let's get started. I know y'all are going to do good on this. Okay, so for the first question, the theme is combos. So number one, I guess I should recap in case people don't listen.
Yes.
I'm going to read I'm going to read three statements. Two of them are going to be true. One is a lie, and it's going to be up to everybody to guess the lie. And if you want to keep score, there will be a prize at the end. You will get a free cruise catalog. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So this theme is combos. So number one, the ABC Islands are made up of Aruba, Barbuda, and Curaçao, and are the three westernmost islands of the Lesser Antilles. Number two, the island of Hispaniola is made up of the Dominican Republic and Haiti, and is the second most populous island in the Caribbean after Cuba. And number three, St. Martin and Sint Maarten are part of the same island. The northern part of St. Martin is French, and the southern part is Dutch. So
normally I would think that one of these was a trick, but I know that the lie is number one, because the ABC islands are Aruba, Bonaire, and Curaçao.
So you think, huh?
All right. So I think.
Donna, are you as confident as Elizabeth?
Well, it was between one and two, because I thought I didn't think that that island is actually the second most. I was thinking another island might be a little more populous. But you know what? I'm going to go with Elizabeth because she's probably right.
George?
You know, yeah. I'm glad we're recording this. That's all I can say.
It's definitely number one.
That sound bit.
I did say probably. I did put that little, qualifier in there.
George, did you say number one?
It is definitely number one because an ABC cruise has been on my bucket list for a long time. So I know that it's not Barbuda.
Okay. It's going to be hard to stump you guys on this one.
See, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, we are travel agents.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you didn't get too many right on the Pittsburgh episode.
I wasn't here for the Pittsburgh episode.
And we're proud of it.
Okay. Yes, you're correct. Barbuda is not one of the ABC islands. It is Bonaire. Donna, according to the Googles, the island of Hispaniola is the second most populous after Cuba. And the third, just fun fact, is Jamaica.
That's what I was thinking, is Jamaica was probably number two and Hispaniola was number three. So
yeah, I think Haiti might be pretty populous, but
it is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay. And then the St. Martin thing I think is very interesting. Just that there's two different nationalities there. Okay, so next we're gonna go to the Bahamas. And I'm throwing in this fun fact because the Fire Festival is something that just totally fascinates me. So number one, in 2017, the disastrous Fire Festival was supposed to take place on Pablo Escobar's private island, but it ended up being moved to Exuma. The capital of the Bahamas is Freeport, located in Grand Bahama. And number three, there are almost 700 islands in the Bahamas, but only about 30 of them are inhabited. So we're going to rotate and we'll go to Donna first.
I think 700 is a little high. I'm thinking I'm thinking Bahamas was actually closer to 200 islands.
Okay. George?
No, I think 700 is realistic. I think it's number one and I think it's something like the date's wrong or it was somebody else's private island, but it's another one of those sandy, just tweaking the truth just a little bit.
Okay, Elizabeth.
I kind of feel like it's 3-2. I mean, I think those numbers are close, but I think it's 3. I actually wonder if 30 is kind of high for the inhabited number. I didn't know. I watched that documentary and I don't remember it being, you know, slated for Pablo Escobar's private island, but it's possible, I suppose. I mean, yeah, I'm going to go with 3.
Okay. You're all wrong. So it's number 2. Nassau is the capital.
Is it Nassau? Yeah.
And well, Freeport is actually on Grand Bahama Island. I did know that one.
That is true. Yep. Yeah, but it's not the capital. So, for the record, I haven't really done that fudgy number thing since the first one because you guys complained about it so much. But I see that it's left a mark.
A deep scar.
And the fire festival thing just still blows my mind to this day. I don't know if our listeners remember, but there is a documentary on Hulu and Netflix about it. And basically, this guy scammed everybody and had people paying like crazy amounts of money to come to this festival. And when they got there, you know, they were expecting this VIP treatment. And it was like, go get your mattress off this truck. It's been sitting out in the rain and here's your refugee tent. And, you know, it was like really bad and they couldn't get them back off the island. And it was just crazy. It's a crazy story.
Actually, I watched that on a plane and I think I sat there like this the whole time.
Well, and the thing about those that just blow my mind is how some people can easily make like $1 million, you know? Like, make it, lose it. It just, like, how is that? I guess you just gotta, I don't know. I mean, if you believe in it enough, I don't know. I haven't found the way.
Well, that was the thing. That's all he did was believe in it. He didn't actually have any concept of how to do the
work. He got everybody to just believe it was going to happen. And then they're like, this thing, I don't know how you think this is going to happen. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, it's a good documentary. Check it out. It's good. Okay. So now we're going to Jamaica, which is one of my favorite islands in the Caribbean.
Mine too.
Come on.
So number one, perhaps, I think this is definitely the most famous Jamaican is Bob Marley. And you can celebrate his legacy during Bob Marley Week at the Bob Marley Museum in Kingston in the first week of February. Number two, Jamaica is one of the few places in the world where you can swim in a bioluminescent bay. And number three, Negril is known for its 7-mile stretch of beach and is most famous for being able to watch both the sunrise and the sunset from the beach. So, George, you haven't gone first yet, so let's go to you.
I believe the fake one's number 2. I think the bioluminescent bay is actually in Vieques off of the coast of Puerto Rico. Not Jamaica.
Oh, wow. Listen to him, like, throwing around his geography knowledge. Hey.
Okay. Elizabeth, what do you think?
Well, number one has a lot of places that you could have tweaked it. Like, is it in Kingston? Is it in February? I'm sure. Is it the first week of February? Is it the second week of February?
We're never going to get over
actually,
that.
I, not to embarrass George, but I do know there's a bioluminescent bay in Jamaica because I had clients who just kayaked it.
That and I've said, swam in it.
Did you? Oh, you swam in it? Okay, good.
Oh, yes, like, I've been in it. So in that it. One is definitely not one is a true statement.
And so actually, I'm pretty sure the one number three is true. So you changed something in number one to be annoying. So number one is false.
Yep, I'm going to go with that one too.
Yeah,
because I'm thinking that I'm thinking the Bob Marley Festival is actually near Reggae Hill. I don't think it's in Kingston.
Oh, I think it's in Kingston. I just think it's a different week in February.
Okay, I just told you guys that I haven't been doing that tricky stuff anymore. But
did you?
That's all true. Okay, Negril is on the western side of the island. You can't see the sunrise from the beach. You see the sunset. So it's known for its sunsets.
I've been there to see that. No, I wasn't awake for the sunrise. So, you know, I wasn't 100% sure on that one because, you know, I am not a morning person.
The place where they say is good to to see both the sunrise and the sunset is Sandals South Coast because of where it's located.
South Coast.
Yeah, right. Because if you think about it, it's kind of the bottom of the island.
You can look that way or that way.
Yeah. Sun is rising sense. From the east and going down in the west. And yeah.
Well, that's embarrassing.
It's because you guys, I don't know, you're hung up on this Sandy is trying to trick me thing. And I've told you twice now that I wasn't trying to trick you.
You've proven yourself untrustworthy. And once one does that, one carries the label forever.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to St. Lucia. This is another island that I really loved and I need to get back to because it's been a while. So number one, St. Lucia is known for its iconic Piton Mountains, which are on the southwestern coast of the island and are designated as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Number two, geographically, St. Lucia is the easternmost island in the Caribbean, bordered on one side by the Atlantic Ocean. And number three, one of the most popular attractions in St. Lucia is taking a mud bath in Sulphur Springs, followed by a dip at a nearby waterfall. So, Elizabeth.
Number one, because unless I look at maps upside down every time I book St. Lucia, the mountains are at the top, which is the north side, right? I'm looking at Sandy's face. I can't tell. I do know that it's got the Caribbean and the Atlantic bordering it. Does that make it the easternmost? I don't know. So I'm going to go with one.
Okay. Donna?
I'm thinking number two, because I think there's another island out there that is actually the easternmost.
Okay. George? You're muted, George.
I think it's number two as well.
Okay. All right. So, Donna and George, you're correct. Elizabeth, you need to look at your map again.
But the resorts are north. So are they not right at the mountains? You just see the mountains from the resorts.
No, I mean, there's some down there, but you see it from the airport. But yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I have never been to St. Lucia, so that's my excuse.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, well, we should go. I mean, obviously.
Maybe I've just been looking at my maps upside down.
Okay, so, George and Donna, do you guys want to take a guess? Or Elizabeth, you could guess too, which one. There is an island further to the east. Any ideas of what it may be? Elizabeth, you've been there.
I'm thinking Grenada.
I was thinking St. Kitts.
Well, I've been there. I feel like you've been there. Maybe you haven't, but I think you have.
I'm thinking Grenada.
I think it curls back in where Grenada is. So it's somewhere up
in Antigua. Is it Barbados?
Barbados, yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Hey, I was in the neighborhood.
It is somewhat like
close in by. The Caribbean.
Barbados and Grenada down there at the bottom.
Yeah, they are.
Oh yeah, Barbados.
I redeemed myself. I got Barbados right.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not even close.
Well, I mean, they're good. If you're going to go down there, you could hop. You know, remember when we were talking about doing a trip like where we hopped around to look at some resorts? Mm-hmm. We should do that now.
Yeah, there's several Southern Caribbean itineraries for cruising that you can hit a bunch of those little islands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like George is talking about doing for Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah. I actually did that one.
All right, what? So...
That Southern Caribbean, it went to stopped in Grenada, St. Lucia, St. Kitts. It was every day there was a port.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I was in St. Lucia because I did one of those too on Princess, but it was like 20 years ago. So, yeah. Anyway.
The mind is full.
I'm sure the mountains were there.
I'm not sure I went to St. Lucia. Okay.
I gotcha. Okay. All right, now we're going to the Virgin Islands, and I expect that this one is too easy, so I'm just going to
yes.
All right, so number one, U.S. citizens don't need a passport to visit the Virgin Islands destinations of St. Thomas, St. John, and Virgin Gorda. Number two, St. Croix is the largest of the U.S. Virgin Islands and offers casinos and golf. And number three, even though Tortola is a British overseas territory, their official currency is the U.S. dollar. So, Donna, I think we're up to your turn.
This may be easy for you because you know the answers.
I wrote the questions.
Yes. So I'm honestly thinking number one, because Virgin Gorda, I think it, unless that's another name for St. Croix, which I don't think it is. So I'm going to go with number one.
All right, George, you're nodding. So
I think it's, yeah, I think it's number one, two. I think Virgin Gorda is the island off of Tortola that has the baths, and that's not part of the U.S.
Okay. Elizabeth?
Yep.
I knew this one was too easy.
Ah! And technically, okay, that was one of those sneaky ones. I'm just going to point out. That was one of those. Yes.
You guys should. I bet you guys can name all three of the Virgin Islands that are U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yeah, but you were doing the same thing.
St. Thomas, yes.
Yeah, you were doing the thing where you change one thing out.
Well, one thing, but it's not like a month or a number. I mean, that's a big difference.
That's a whole island.
Yeah, that's the name of an island. I know you guys. Anyway,
you didn't say Pittsburgh, although then I guess it would have been true because you don't have to have a passport to go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. And Pittsburgh, you know, is not really an island.
I mean, it has three rivers.
It does have three rivers, but it's not technically an island.
It is not, but you can go to Point Park and okay. All right, so that's good. I only did five. So how did you guys do? I wasn't taking.
I did very poorly. I got the first one right. I got the first one right. Oh, and the last one right. Two.
Okay. So you got a 40.
I got three.
Yeah, so, I did too.
Okay.
Not exactly passing.
No, I guess I got to go to the Caribbean. I'm not going with you guys.
I guess I
do.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I went to Tortola, like at the port, you know, like there were all these little vendor stalls and somebody had a beach towel with a map of the Caribbean. And I was like, oh, I should totally buy that because I didn't know where anything was. I mean, I always had to go and look on the map. And I do that a lot when I'm cruising now too. I'll leave up the channel on the TV that shows like where you are in relation to things. And
well, like I have the map above my desk, but you know, it's I can't read that print even if I'm standing in front of it.
Well, that would be cheating. Well,
I look at a map all the time of St. Lucia, and I still don't know where the mountains are.
Well, now you know. Now, yeah,
I know where the resorts are. That's what I need to know. So.
Yeah, that's cool.
Well, that was fun. I liked it, George. Yeah. How was that?
That was okay. I actually knew a couple answers for a change, so that helped.
That always makes it easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's interesting, too, about Tortola using the U.S. dollar, although I use the U.S. dollar everywhere in the Caribbean, and I've never had an issue. But
there's official
currency.
Yeah, there's official currency, and then there's, you know, like what they're willing to take.
Well, according to the Googles, it's the official currency, so.
Right.
I don't know. It's kind of cool. Yeah, I thought that was cool. All righty. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you, and don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube. And on behalf of Donna, Elizabeth, George, and myself, Sandy, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.